Probably thinking of how to change it. Just took a while.
Okay, so can you, are you allowed to dive into yourself? Obviously the answer is, no, you can't dive into yourself. So then the next question is are you allowed to dive in front of a mirror? Which essentially is diving into yourself. So Mutarasar, are you allowed to dive in front of a mirror? Second question we have to think about is what about at night? And it was the $1 million question. At night in front of a window. Any shul that has windows, if you're diving at night for Maariv, usually you could see a reflection from the window and you see yourself. So are you allowed to dive in front of such a window? You know, Shmon Esri, Mutar Asr. So this really sugya starts off with the Gemara in Brachos, which says, Tzarech shlo yei davar chotzeitz beino vein akir. This is Shulchan Aruch in Simen Sadi in Sif Chaf Aleph, quoting the Gemara in Brachos, which is Daf Hei, which says that a person shouldn't have anything preventing his path. He should daven in front of a wall. This way, the Mishnah Berurah explains, this way he'll have more kavana and he'll be able to daven in a higher level. Pretty basic, daven in front of a wall makes a lot of sense. Separate sugi, okay, how do we not all daven in front of a wall? That's a separate sugi. But you see there's a concept, you're supposed to daven without anything being mavato, your kavana. If you turn to the next page, the Simen Sadi in Chav Aleph, Sif Chav Gimel, it says, what about if you daven in front of pictures on the wall? Habegodim ha-mitsuyarin, afal pish'enim boltus, ein nachon l'spalo k'negdom. You shouldn't daven next to like a mural or some type of picture on the wall where you have begodim, which have like some crocheted into it, pictures of, you know, animals or something else on the wall. And if you do that, that is a violation of this bitul kavana. You're not going to be able to concentrate properly.
Is this the time before pictures, as we have before?
Well, let's assume it's any picture. Let's assume it's just a drawn picture. Let's assume it's a drawing. The Shulchan Aruch, though, says a caveat. He says, however, if you happen to be diving in front of such a picture, what should you do?
Close your eyes.
And then why does that solve the problem? Then you have no bitul kavana anymore because you're looking at a black, you know, blackness of your closed eyes, and everything should be very basic, and that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so far it makes a lot of sense. If the whole reason is that you shouldn't have a bitul kavana, that you diving in front of pictures will mess up your kavana, so the way to obviate that problem, to get rid of that problem, is simply to close your eyes. You now have kavana, finished, everything is good.
Is this similar to what the issue you gave a few weeks ago?
That what issue?
That you, if there's someone near you who's not fully dressed, but...
Right, it's similar. There's a separate issue of erva. This is just simply a kavana issue. This is not like there's anything fundamental wrong. You just can't...
But the same no distraction.
Similar, correct. Similar rules. Says the Mishnah Berurah, adds in a halacha from the Red Vaz, which is also brought down in the Bar Hittite. Says the Mishnah Berurah on this account, he says, Osir l'spalo k'neged hamara. You're also forbidden to daven in front of a mirror. Why? Demichzi, so it doesn't say because there will be a lack of kavana. Rather, there's a separate problem. Demichzi k'mishtachava l'bavua shalo. It looks like you're davening to your own image, your own shadow, your own reflection. Vayinu af be'enayim stumos, even if your eyes are closed. Why? The bepsuchos belavachi asur mishum bitul kavana. Because obviously, if I would close my eyes, it's asur for a separate reason that I'm davening in front of a picture, because I'm the picture. So therefore, for sure it doesn't work if my eyes are open. But says the Mishnah Berurah, since it's a reason that it looks like you're davening to yourself, even if your eyes are closed, you can't daven in front of a mirror, and that is how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. No? So it sounds like from this Mishnah Berurah, you are forbidden to daven in front of a mirror. Says the Rivos Ephraim, if that's the case, you shouldn't be allowed to daven in front of any picture of any person. He says, based on this Mishnah Berurah, v'hu adin sheyesh lahachmer b'chol tzurus adam. You're not allowed to daven in front of a person. In other words, I hope there's no babichers here. You're allowed to daven in front of the Rebbe. You know, the Rebbe Zatzal. Are you allowed to have a picture of the Rebbe right in front of you to daven in front of the Rebbe? Even if you say, I'm not davening to the Rebbe. But it's nireh k'mishtachavah l'boa shalom. You know, it looks like you're davening to a human.
In front of means in front of, not on the
correct.
Side.
Correct. Not on the side, not up high. They say some achronim give shiurim like 3 amas up or whatever exact depth. Let's assume not in your line of vision, your area. Yeah, you have a picture of the Rebbe in the back. Maybe not such a good idea for other reasons, but, you know, it definitely, there's no problem with this halacha. Rabbi Areli pointed out to me, what about, he says it's also an issue if the guy in front of you has a picture in the back of his t-shirt. Because a guy has something, there's a big picture on the back of his t-shirt. I don't know who he has, say Michael Jordan, whatever, LeBron James, on his t-shirt, a big picture of him right on the back, and you're diving right to LeBron James. Probably not the best idea as well. They bring up, you know where else this is relevant? On sukkah, in a sukkah, if you've got gedolim pictures in your sukkah, and you have a minion in your sukkah, you're diving right to the gedolim pictures, that's a problem.
What
a house minyanim. We have the same issue.
Yeah, but there they saw that, that's why you're supposed to higher up.
They cover stuff. Correctly, but let's say it's equal to you. What about, final case that comes up, is what about a Megillah? Sometimes you have pictures in your Megillah, and you're reading the Megillah, and you're looking at the Megillah, so you're looking at pictures of Haman right in front of you, or Mordechai in front of you. So there they say, okay, if it's not in the actual Megillah, it's not Shimon Esrei, maybe there's room for leniency, but that's just irrelevant, that's just tied into Purim, because Purim is on the way. Okay, that answers up that question. So far it's very clear. Mirror, you're not even closing your eyes, doesn't work. Therefore, all these pictures, it's really not ideal. You shouldn't dive in front of a picture. But what about our question? So what about our question that at night, or in any office building, you know, or any room that has windows, a lot of shuls have windows, there's reflections, you see a reflection in the window. So are you not allowed to dive in front of a window? Yes or no? So for this, we have a couple of achronim, and this is what they say. So the Arlitzion, the Svardish Poskim, he says this whole Isser applies. This is in Sechelik Beis, Simon Zayin Os Yud Aleph. He writes, V'nira hainu dafka b'mareh. This whole opinion applies by a mirror. This whole sheet is only by a mirror. Avo b'zechuchis, if it's glass, a glass window, ein hu nira k'mishtach v'lebo'a shalo. It doesn't look like you're bowing to yourself. However, you still have the problem that it looks like you're davening. You know, you don't have the problem that it looks like you're davening to yourself, but you still have the problem it's going to bother your kavana. So therefore, he says you should close your eyes. So he says if you're davening in front of a window which has a reflection, you are allowed to daven in front of it as long as your eyes are closed. However, that's a pretty big heter. We said a mirror, even if your eyes are closed, it doesn't work. He's saying to daven in front of your reflection, if your eyes are closed, it is fine. And he says a lot of time you have a shliach tzibur, they're davening by the amud, and the amud has like, you know, menorah or something on top, and you see your reflection in the menorah. He says the best thing to do is to either close your eyes or turn a little bit away from it, so you're not directly facing that mirror, that reflection. That's what the Arlitzion says. The Shevet HaLevi, he goes even more mako. He says, what about the case of Shivisi Hashem, Wenegdi Summit, which you have these big golden letters a lot of times on the Shliach Tzibur's, you know, where the Shliach Tzibur is davening. So he says, that has a reflection for you, and it's going to reflect, you know, the gold or the glass is going to make a reflection. Are you allowed to daven in front of it? So he says, he doesn't even like, he challenges through the Radvaz, based on a Das Torah, which says, that the reason of looking like you're bowing to yourself, he says it doesn't look like you're bowing to yourself. If you look at bowing yourself, what happens if you bow to the mirror? What does the mirror do back? Bows back. So it doesn't look like you're bowing to yourself because the guy in the mirror is bowing right back at you. So this is Shevet HaLevi. This is Chelek Tes Simon Chaf Aleph. He quotes his Das Torah. He doesn't elaborate so much, but he says based on this, he says the real chashash is only that it's a kavana issue. But for kavana issues, we said you could just close your eyes. So then you're fine. And he says, you know what? He says if it's a Shavisi Hashem Wenegdi Summit, he says there's not even a problem really. He says for sure if you close your eyes, you're fine because he says it looks like you're davening to Shavisi Hashem. Everyone knows if you got a big sign Shavisi Hashem Wenegdi Summit, which has your reflection, who are you davening to? To your reflection or are you davening to the Shavisi Hashem? Obviously. So you're diving to the Shivisi Hashem, to Hashem, of course, and therefore you are 100% okay. It's definitely if you close your eyes. Fine. However, what are the Machmirim? So we have two Mekilim. The Machmirim are Orchus Rabbeinu, which is the stipler, so Svarim, the stories that they say about the stipler, and also a little bit of Chaim Kanievsky, but I believe this story is about the stipler, and this is in Chelik Aleph, page Nun Zayin. Daf Nun Zayin. Listen to what it says. You know, the stipler used to daven at Letterman Shul in Bnei Brak, right? The famous Letterman Shul, where Chaim Kanievsky davens now. And it says, in the Arum Kodesh, Asu Bebeis HaKnesses, Letterman, the old Letterman Shul, Yesh Bitzadei Arun HaKodesh, Amudim Shep Mitzupim before Micah. And they had formica on it, I guess is a type of a reflection, right? A material which has a reflection. They mavrikim, and again, I guess that a reflection. Vamistako bem roa beboa, you saw your shadow, kimo bemare, just like a mirror. Vamarli morena rabbeinu lahayr lakahal, shlo yispalu k'neged amudim, kimo sha'asr vispalu k'neged amirim. There's no difference between a simple reflection in glass and a mirror. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Sniper, would be machmir. This is what it brought down in Archas Rabbein. Similarly, the Rivo Sephraim, Rav Greenblatt, in, I'm not sure what chiluk, but it's chiluk ches, Simon Kuf Gimel, he writes, same thing, that there's no difference. He says, let's say you have a shtender which is made of formica, you have a shtender which has a reflection, you know, one of these, there's that shtender right there is a perfect example. That shtender over there has, you know, a little gold plating on it right on top there, and it's, you see a reflection a little bit. That
plastic
is,
too.
Huh?
This plastic, I just...
Yeah, plastic over there, same, as it's a problem. He says there's no difference between this and a regular mirror, even closing your eyes. He doesn't say it explicitly, but he sounds like even closing your eyes would be a problem as well.
Except you have a safer on top.
Yeah, if it's safer, then you're fine. Then it's blocking it. If you block it, then you block it. Then it's not a mirror. Then it's fine. Fine. And the final thing is just to think about. This is a separate topic, but just important to end with, is the Divrei Chaim of Sanzerov has a tshuva in Chelik Beis Simon, I believe it's Vav, maybe Simon Ches. I'm not 100% sure. I think it's Vav. He writes that he has a few lines, like a three-line tshuva, where he says that, you know, it's divrei, it's minag burus, it's boros, it's ignoramuses, that they use a tefillin mirror when they are fixing their tefillin. So all the later achronim have a tumult. They try to understand, why is it an ignoramus? Why is it a way of ignoramuses to use a tefillin mirror? So some say because there's so much room on your forehead for a tefillin, so therefore to use a mirror shows like, oh, it has to be the exact place, but that's amaratzis, because really there's so much room on your forehead to put the tefillin. However, some say the reason why it's amaratzis to use a tefillin mirror, it's because why? Because then you're going to have a mirror out in front of you, and what are you going to come to do? You'll daven in front of the mirror, and therefore your yotzei schar b'hafsedo. So very good, your tefillin are in the right place, but you're davening in front of a mirror, so you're a boor, you're an ignoramus, you shouldn't have a tefillin mirror. If you do have a tefillin mirror, you should definitely cover it up, so you're not davening in front of it. If you have it out in front of you and you're davening, you don't even realize you're davening to yourself, which of course is narcissistic davening. Shkar.